Right, let's have a little chat to Howard. Howard Kirby is going to be a regular on the show, and he came in today and he said, Baz, we've just won an award. Howard, what award have you just won?
Well, I'm delighted to say that we have just won the Countryside Alliance Small Rural Business Award for 2008, which for us is just fantastic. It's the first like big award we've won, and guess what, Baz, we are going to the House of Commons in my suit, which is a first for me. So it's a first for me to go to London almost to receive the award very soon.
Oh, well, congratulations. And I didn't even know you were due to come in, but you just told me about the award.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was out working in the field this afternoon, and my girlfriend rang me, and because I was working, I was grumpy when I answered the phone, and she said, no, you will want to hear this. And I said, but I'm working. And she said, listen, and she told me, and we are obviously absolutely ecstatic about it.
What does that mean? What did you have to do to qualify?
People had to offer up our names to be voted for. We then had to give lots of information to the Countryside Alliance judging panel, shortlisted us. They then came and visited at the business, just out of the blue. A letter just came today, so it's just like, wow, it just came in the post. We had no idea. In fact, somebody else knew before we did, so it was really exciting.
Right, let's introduce you properly, because we were so excited that we forgot to say who you are. Howard Kirby, and just say what you are and what you do.
Well, I work for Mullerscote Dog Training Centre over near Crawley, just on the outskirts of Andover, and we train dogs and people. We work with dogs and dog training.
Now, we're going to talk about one of your dogs, because you've rescued a few, haven't you?
We have. We've been fortunate enough to establish a relationship with Battersea Dogs Home, just by accident. I can tell you about that later if you're interested. Yeah, we've had 7 dogs from them now over the last 3 or 4 years, dogs that they're finding difficult to rehome. We have them and do some work with them to make them suitable to go back out into the community or the shooting field, one or the other.
And where do these dogs go? Do you have somebody lined up when you've trained the dog, or is it serendipity?
Quite simply, what happens, Baz, is we go up to Battersea and collect them, which is heartbreaking. I don't know whether any of you or your listeners have been to Battersea Dogs Home. You will come home ashamed of the dog owning human race, I'm afraid to say. It's the nasty side of it. We go up and they've usually earmarked a dog for us. We go up and we collect the dog and we bring him home. We do some work with him, and as and when he or she starts to show behaviours that we think are suitable, if somebody comes along, you know, people regularly ring up and say, have you got a dog? And we say, well, funny enough, we got this one, and then we're able to rehome him, and some have gone into the shooting field, a couple have gone to pet homes. So they've been a real success story, because there were ones Battersea would have struggled within the facilities they've got to spend enough time on to get them able to go back out into the community.
And I suppose it's a good thing for you, because you've taken a dog that nobody wanted, and you've given the dog, he or she, what do you call it,
Dogorobitch.
You've given them the skills that they can be sort of, if you like, recycled. I don't mean that in
no,
a bad
absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, you know, yeah. Yeah, no, that's absolutely. So there's an enormous pleasure in it for us, as you say. You know, this is basically, a hooligan. The dog that we still have in our team, Henry, he was a real hooligan when he came to us. And to have him back out, you know, ready to go into society, or in this case, with Henry's case, he now lives permanently with us and is the superstar of our dog demonstration team, which we take out throughout the country during the summer months.
So that's my guest, Howard Kirby, Mullerscote Dog Training Centre. The number 01264 889467.